Isn't that almost a shame? Is that you already begging for me? I can't tell. Why don't you remind me whose bitch you are? But I wouldn't want to offend you. Instead, I'll give you one option to keep your dignity. You can't come until after I have. If you do before, I'm afraid it's all over. Every last bit of my punishment will come out. And surely you don't want to see me angry, do you? You don't want to see all those dark tendencies of the man you've fallen in love with so pathetically. Looking at the fear in your eyes turns me on almost as much as the lust. You'll be a fun one to break, won't you? Just for me. Now, talk is cheap, don't you think? You on your knees is enough more than any words could suffice. Why don't you show me what it is? Show me every little detail. Spread those legs. I want to see you touch yourself while I sit and watch, enjoying the show. Yes, I did say an unfair rule if you caught it. You can't come first or else I punish you. But with a slutty body like that, I can only imagine how you're going to try and make it. Deep down, I think you've already sufficed and admitted defeat, but that slight look of repugnance isn't enough to win you this battle. So instead, what will you do? I never said it was going to be fair. I simply said, you can't come until after I do. Now, spread those legs and get to work pleasing that naughty little pussy. Otherwise, well, I just have to give you the punishment right now. That defiance on your face with that slight grin, you're confident, cocky almost, and that, my dear, is why I've fallen so in love with you. This is love, isn't it? A twisted, sadistic form of it, where we can't wait to see each other begging and pleading and crying for more or less for it to start or stop. But it doesn't start or stop until I say so, because I'm selfish and I don't care about feelings right now. No, those are for later, aren't they? For after you're done getting your brains fucked out. Yes, you might see me as a villain, but am I really a villain when I'm giving you exactly what you want? Every little detail, every flick in the right place. And if you're lucky, you can kiss my feet. Now, that's the show I've been waiting for. You are 1 second from getting my punishment, you know. You always do know how to drag it on to the very last second, and I love that about you. Oh, those hands are moving much more honestly than those lips, aren't they? I see you glaring daggers, but it only made me that much harder. How does it feel to be completely looked down upon in every way possible, but at the same time, you have the man of your dreams, you have everything you could ever want, me presiding over you, you on your hands and knees, pleasing yourself like a fucking animal, and everything else falls to whatever I want it to. You want to suck my cog, don't you? Make it a level playing field, or is it just your submissive side coming out? Or are you planning on biting it? Careful, I'll kill you if you do. But you knew that. You wouldn't be that stupid, would you? Maybe horny enough to get me angry, but I'm already. That's what you haven't yet understood. I'm already quite angry with you. Don't you know why? I saw you with Gojo. Wasting my time with looking at other men, or maybe you wanted to piss me off, and that's why I've given you the benefit of the doubt to challenge me on this little day to avoid that punishment. And if you come second, I might just let it go. But otherwise, I'm afraid you're not so lucky. This meat is going to go into your mouth because my cock wants to feel what those nice little lips feel like. Your outfit's getting messy already. Is it because you're that turned on? Or perhaps you're taking that frustration out on that pathetic little cunt? Ah, yes. Ah. Not even an ounce of hesitation left in you. It seems I've trained you quite well, aside from the Gojo debacle. Yes, suck that cock. Oh, touch yourself more for me. Imagine what my fingers could do to you instead. My hands wrapped around you just like this. Grabbing clumps of flesh never felt so satisfying as the carnal desire filling your eyes. That frustration, as much as it is that sick and twisted mind of yours that wants every single detail, every single one of those desires to be fulfilled. You're greedy, and I like that. Don't tell me you're getting close already. Not yet. Oh, yes. That's it. That's the desire I want to see when you're sucking your master's cock. That's the idea right there. Sucking on my cock. Because I'm the only man who will ever taste you the way I do. The only man who will have the honor and privilege of ever satiating that filthy little flesh of yours in the most detestable of ways. I wonder what people would think if they could see you right now. A proud jujutsu sorcerer on her knees for me. Yes! Take my cock all the way to the back of your fucking filthy throat. It's what you deserve, isn't it? Take it all. While you touch yourself, don't get lazy now. I'm watching, and if you slack off even a little, you know I'd punish you right then and there, don't you? Or are you looking forward to it at this point? I don't know. But I love bottoming out, going balls deep down your throat, because you were made to suck my cock. How does it feel to suck the cock of someone so incredibly superior to you? And yet even then, even with all of that, you submit yourself with that begrudging glare as if you could win if we were to fight in a different way. I'm giving you a handicap, and even then you would have that nasty little scowl for me, wouldn't you? How pathetic. But I'll accept it for now. Just for now. Since you've sucked my cock so well. Yes. Don't forget to hold it in your mouth now. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Take it all, you dirty little. Oh, fuck. That's not bad. Oh, yes, you know how to suck that cock. Suck that cock. Yes. Oh, you take it so well for such a filthy man. Oh, yes. That's just the beginning, isn't it? You can't be satisfied with that much. Look at this fucker trying to pull a fast one on me. You think I didn't notice the moment you came? Why, of course I would. I couldn't call myself your lover if I didn't know every little detail, but you trying to claim bullshit like you came second. Actually, you came 8 milliseconds before me. From the thought of sucking my cock, no doubt. How does it feel, loser? You were so close, but you just couldn't help yourself, could you? No. This is going to be fun. Why don't you have the honor and privilege of lowering yourself on my cock? I want to see you plop that sexy ass on me. And I want to see all of those naughty bits when you get really, really full. When you can't fucking take another inch, I'll shove the rest of it in and I'll make room. You did say you like it rough, didn't you? Well, you said that without words, because you're with someone like me. Now, shall we, you filthy little worm? No offense to my actual worm, but you are something special, aren't you? With all that pride still. Well, that pride can back itself up and plop that sexy little cunt on this cock and slide all the way down. Yes. That's it. You know your place so well, and yet you still dare to be so obstinate. Why not just accept it? You like it rough, and you like it hard, and you like it sadistic. And that's why I wouldn't want to disappoint you, so of course I'll make you shove it down. You're going so slow. Go a little deeper. Oops, I may have slid you down a little with one finger. I didn't expect it to go all the way. Your breathless surprise is such a welcome sight. The way that you held your voice back is quite good training. I thought for sure you would have screamed. But where are my manners? You went down so well, like a good girl. So how am I going to shove you down like your punishment? Well, like it was supposed to be done. What am I going to do with you? You're barely moving at all. Does it turn you on to be so full of my cock? Or maybe that my arms are wrapped around you and with the slightest movement I could shove you down even further. I could impale you with my cock so many times over that you would feel so much fullness you would pass out. I don't know if it's pain or pleasure on your features, but as they say, this is getting to be a little boring without that friction you love so much. You wanted to make me come, didn't you? Up and down you go. Listen to the noises you're making. And it's not even your voice anymore. Your body is loud as well. So fucking loud. You're going to love every second, aren't you? Yes. That's it. See, it's easy once you stop screaming because my finger's in your mouth. How does it feel to be choked up there, too? Well, my free hand is down here, toying with you some more. You're so predictable. That scowl, it slipped away. You're making a much softer expression. What is it? Oh, yes. Oh, is it too much for you? Is that it? I figured it wouldn't be sex if it wasn't for the bed being broken down by the end of it. You're bouncing so happily up and down my cock. Is it that you like the scoundrel you're fucking? Could that be it? For all your obstinance, you just wanted a big fat dick of the man who would mistreat but love you all the same. A little more brutally, a little more crazy. But at the end of the day, you know me, don't you? You know the reason why I fuck you so hard is because I do love you. Just in my own twisted little way. The way that loves to see you scream. The way that loves to see that look on your face after you pass out from getting fucked too hard. And then fucks you again. And again. And again. Oh, you're mine to do with as I please. And don't forget it. Never forget it. Oh, yes. Take it. Take this cock. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. What's the matter? Could you not take this much fucking cock? I told you I would make room. I would make you understand your place. It's by my side. Not by Gojo. Not by Ghetto. Not by anyone else. You're mine. And mine alone. And you will know that. By the time I'm done with you and our training gets to the fever pitch, you'll know, because you won't be able to feel anything from any man other than me. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Take every pump of hot semen so deep inside you, and don't spill any of it, or else. You understand, don't you? This is all mine. You're mine. And I won't let you pass out just yet. No. This is only the appetizer. We've got so much left to do, don't we? And I have to tell you, you've chosen the right man, because all the rest of them are nothing more than fools. Empty fools without a purpose. But me, oh, me, I'm the best there is. And nothing and no one will ever change that. Do you understand? Of course you do, or even if you don't, your body does just fine, doesn't it? It understands, even where you could never. Look at me, those half-lidded eyes, that sense of dominance and submission carved into your body with every scratch and every welt I've left on you. Do you know your place now? Who do you belong to? Say it. Yes. Say it loud. Scream it. Yes. The man who has his crook stretching you out right now is the very one and only you'll ever have, because no one else would dare to take you away or could ever even try, because your heart and soul are already mine, and it's only a matter of time before your mind follows suit in that pesky little rebellion. Turns into a slutty mess of desire you could never have with anyone else. Yes, just for me it would be. Just for me. This is what I love about you. It's that pure resentment in your broken expression. But you know you love me. You know you can never escape from that addiction. Both the physical limitations and the emotional bonding that you can't help but form. You and I are kindred spirits, and you will always be mine. Get used to it, honey. This is our renaissance.